data, average of 124K anchor babies born in U.S. this year so far. By John Binder on June 6, 2019. An average of about 124,000 children of illegal aliens, commonly referred to as anchor babies, have been born in the United States this year thus far. Analysis of Census Bureau data concludes. In the first 5 months of 2019, about 124,000 children of illegal aliens were born on U.S. soil, thus solidifying their permanent American citizenship due to the nation's birthright citizenship policy. The total derives from a Center for Immigration Studies, CIS, analysis of Census Bureau data, which reveals that, on average, about 300,000 anchor babies are born in the country every year, with nearly 25,000 anchor babies born every month. The Supreme Court has never explicitly ruled that the children of illegal aliens must be granted birthright citizenship, and many legal scholars dispute the idea. The children of illegal aliens, after being granted birthright citizenship, are able to anchor their illegal alien and non-citizen parents in the U.S. and eventually are allowed to bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country through the legal immigration process known as chain migration. Today, there are at least 4.5 million anchor babies in the U.S., exceeding the annual roughly 4 million American babies born every year and costing American taxpayers about $2.4 billion every year to subsidize hospital costs. Though President Donald Trump has routinely denounced birthright citizenship, his promise in October 2018 to end the policy has yet to come to fruition. The annual number of anchor babies born in the U.S. exceeds the number of births in 16 states plus the District of Columbia, combined. For example, there are more than 30 times as many anchor babies born every year than the total number of children born to native-born Americans in the state of Delaware. Similarly, there are more than 22 times as many anchor babies born every year in the country than there are children born to native-born Americans in the state of South Dakota. The anchor baby population in the U.S. is almost twice the amount of residents living in the U.S. territory of Guam and more than double the population of the U.S. Virgin Islands, where a projected 107,000 residents live. In total, there are now an unprecedented nearly 62 million immigrants and their U.S.-born children living across the country, as Breitbart News has previously reported. As of 2017, there were 17.1 million U.S.-born minor children of immigrants in the country. While foreign nationals and illegal aliens continue to take advantage of the country's birthright citizenship policy, the foreign-born population has boomed to a 108-year record high. In 1970, the total foreign-born population in the U.S. was 9.5 million. Today, foreign-born residents account for nearly 14% of the total U.S. population. And by 2060, the Census Bureau projects that about 1 in 6 residents in the U.S. will be foreign-born if the country's legal immigration policy continues. The country's legal immigration policy is already having widespread electoral implications. In the 2020 presidential election, Pew Research Center projects that about 1 in 10 U.S. voters will have been born outside the country, and Hispanic Americans are set to outpace Black Americans as the largest voting minority in the election for the first time in American history. In the next 2 decades, should the country's legal immigration policy go unchanged, the U.S. is set to import about 15 million new foreign-born voters. About 8 million of these new foreign-born voters will have arrived through chain migration. Foreign-born voters, as research by Axios, The New York Times, University of Maryland, College Park researcher James Gimple, and Ronald Brownstein has confirmed, are more likely than native-born Americans to vote for Democrats. Brownstein's research concludes that Democrats win about 90% of congressional districts that have foreign-born populations above the national average. This suggests that any district with a foreign-born population larger than 14% has a 90% chance of electing a Democrat over a Republican. The 2016 presidential election between then-candidate Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton revealed a similar trend. For example, among native-born Americans, Trump won 49% to Clinton's 45%, according to exit polling data. Among foreign-born residents, Clinton dominated against Trump, garnering 64% of the immigrant population's vote compared to Trump's mere 31%. CNN exit polls. Every year, The U.S. admits about 1.2 million mostly low-skilled legal immigrants who compete directly against at least 12 million working and middle-class Americans that continue to be sidelined out of the labor market but who want a good-paying, full-time job. Due to legal immigration driving most of the U.S. population growth, the country is on track to add nearly 80 million new residents to the population by 2060. This would tick the total resident population up from the current level of about 326 million to an unprecedented 404 million total residents. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.